Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin daf lamed hei. Let's continue our discussion of the area of Tumas and Tayus known as Tumas Eichlin. We categorized, Be'ez Hashem, in the last shir, what the Rambam holds, the different parts of Kabbalah's Tumas Eichlin and Letame, and how that plays itself out in the arena of Nifsam Yechilas Adam and Achilas Kelev. We started with the Hagdama in the previous year, that Tumas Eichlin seems to be Kevea Mokem Kishala Atzmoy as a separate, it's not just a something else, it's Makabal Tumah, seems to be a separate area of Tumah, a separate Chiddush in the arena of Tumah V'Tayra. We're going to get back to that Ha'orah now. What we're going to try to do now is bring up another fundamental Machloikis in understanding Tumas Eichlin. We're going to try to define that Machloikis and then try to penetrate a little bit deeper into the Sherish HaDavar. There's a famous Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, Psachim Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that's where it starts. If the, what's mavur in the sugya over there is that the sheer oichel, how much is an oichel? We would say that an oichel is a mashu. On the other hand, we know that a maisa achilu b'chol ha-terekul, if the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, the sheer is only b'kazayis. B'chol ha-terekul, the sheer of oichel is b'kazayis. However, by Tumas Oichel state mafurish, that the sheer is kebeitza. Rashi, or like we said, Mzachim Daflam Gimel holds that the shear that's Mavur Kibetza, the shear Bechlal of Oichel, Ashei Ochel, which becomes Tamei, is only Legabe being Metame something else. Rashi holds that Legabe, the Tumah itself, the shear Kabbalah's Tumah, Oichel is Mekabal Tumah, Filu B'mashu. As I state also in Rambam and Peidal Mehilchas Tumas Oichlin, Rabbi Natan and Psochim, over there, like we said, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in Mesechah Shabbos Tzadik Aleph, Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbi Natan, that no, there's no chilul between the two. If the Gemara is maski or shir of kibetza, that shir rings true, hein legavi kabolas tumah, they hold that pochas me kibetza is not noichel. I, the shir of a maisa chil is b'kazayis, but over here, the Torah is marba, b'fush and Torah is kainim, that the shir is a kibetza, a shir of Achila Chashuva. That's what's called an Oichel. That's not called an Oichel. The Ran and the Ramban by us and the Flamed Dalid bring the Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi. One of the major Kashas is then Teres Koinim, the Braisa by us in the end of Parashat Shmini where it talks about Tumas Oichlin. So the Pasuk says L'gabe a Kli, that you want to be mitayr or kli cheres, let's say, va'isis yishboiru, break the kli and then become, you mitayr it. When you take a kli cheres, that's not, redeemable by tefillah and a mikvah, so you break the kli cheres, it becomes tov. The pieces then are not, not tomei. And then you can put it back together again, make another kli out of it. So the drosha is, va'isis yishboiru, a kli you could break, vi'iyat a shoivir oichl mutayr also. The Ben Tam reads the braise as follows. There would be a havamina that if you break it into small pieces, you mitayer komash malon, that you're not mitayer by breaking it into small pieces. So what small pieces? The shear of Kabbalah's Tumas b'mashu. There's no shear legabi something being tome. Legabi letame acherim. You're not trying to break it legabi that. You're trying to break the, you have a loaf of bread that became tome, you're breaking it into small pieces, in order that it should be Torah for itself. If it's Truma, let's see, Truma maybe is different, but you're trying to break it into small pieces that doesn't have Tumah at all. So what's the sheer break? It's not small pieces. If a Mashu is also Mekabal Tumah, seems to be a clear Raya, not like the Shita, the Rashi, and the Rambam. So the Ram, the Ramban, by us and the Flamadal bring this Kasha, and they answer that there's a fundamental principle over here in what's called Shviras Kelim, Legabe Tumah, or let's say Kriyas Abeged. The point is not that, let's say, you take an article of clothing that was Mekabel Tumah, and you want to make a Torah, so you rip it up into little shreds, which is not a Beged anymore. What's the Shear of a Beged? The Gemara says, The shear of the beged is gimel al gimel tvachim. That's a shear of cloth, which is sizable enough to be called a beged. It's mekabel tuma. Okay, gimel al gimel. It's legabe ksom mosva. It has to be a beged or roi lekabel tuma. So you have a kli which is roi lekabel tuma. Break it into small pieces. Pshaz, it's always kli. It's always that shear. It's always kli. That's why the tuma is parchim imeni. Rishayim say no. What happens, let's say you take a beged, and you rip the beged where you have a long coat, you rip the beged where it's nikra biruboy, most of it is ripped, but there are pieces of there, it was a whole long piece of clothing. You ripped biruboy, but there's still pieces that are nisha, that are gimel agimel. The aloch is, even though it has a sheer to be makabal tumah, it's still a sheer gimel agimel, since you did a maisa kriya, you ripped it, that nullifies your mevatel the tumah from it. When you destroy the kli b'yadayim, then what you're doing is you're breaking it. That breaking is mitar, even though the shear is still a shear, which kishal atzma would be mekabel tumah. But when you break it, that breaking is mafkia. Of course, what works out nicely is that yisoid, where the nikra berubah is mitar, even when there's still left over gimel al gimel, happens to be a machlokes in Ramban and Tosfos later on by us in the Masechta Nafayin Gimel Amud Aleph Tosfos l'shitosei. But the Ramban and the Ran answer that kriya, the act of kriya, is what's mitar, not the fact that it becomes ois, it becomes pieces of fabric, but not a beged. No, it's still the shear of a beged. So there would be a havamina that if you take a loaf of bread, even though the shear of kabbalah is tum as a mashru, but if you take the loaf of bread and you break it into small pieces, so the breaking is mitar, even though be'etzem, it still has a shear of being with kabbalah tum. That's the way the Rishonim are miyashiv. What that would lead us is to be able to understand the Rambam that we mentioned before in the previous year in a different light. What would be the Havana? The Havana would be, the way we're saying, something could still have a shear where it's ro'oid l'kabel tumu, but by breaking it, you're mafkir the shem tumu. Now, breaking a loaf of bread in half will not be mafkir the shem tumu. That's the drosh that we just mentioned in Teres Kainim. But what happens, maybe we'll propose that oichel, which is nifsal, oichel is mekabel tumah, according to the opinion of the Rambam, if it was oichel, it's royal, it still holds on to the tumah until it's nifsal mi'achilas kelev. It's royal lekabel tumah, it's royal to give over tumah, only if it's nifsal mi'achilas, it becomes ois royal lekabel only when it becomes oisroi leachilas odom. Maybe we'll propose that be'etzem the shear of oichel is nifsal meachilas odom. But once something is tomei, it stays tomei, except if it undergoes a process of shvira. Maybe we'll propose that there's a process of shvira, and that process of shvira has to be a defined act. Means say oichel is tomei. Once oichel became tomei, it stays tomei until you do a ma'aseh shvira. What's a ma'aseh shvira? Not breaking it in half, like by a beged or like by a kli cheres. Only making it ois oichel, but it needs a ma'aseh shvira. That's distinct from when is it ois oichel. We just said you could have something which is still roy to be a beged, but you ripped it. You did a ma'aseh of being mevatel the beged. So also maybe we'll say it the other way. Bad Sam, when it's nifsal mi'achilas adam, it's not oichel anymore. But oichel does not become nitar until you break it. When is it broken? Only when it's broken legamri. It seems to me to be a derech mechudish. I would also think that the pashas is that oichel does no such halacha. This that we have a halacha that something, when it's broken, that's mitar it, it becomes ois, that's only by begodim, that's only by kelim, all types of kelim, each one has its own criteria for when it's called broken, not by oichel. We just said over at Teres Kainim, but more so, I think conceptually that's true also. Why? It would seem that kelim begotten them a kabel tumah, that the idea is that these are things that can hold on to the tumah be'etzem. These are things that don't have an identity as being tmeim. The point is that they're mekabel tumah from a sheretz, from a nida, from a zov, whatever it is. Oichel, if it becomes tomei, it's kaveh shem la'atzman. The same way, let's say, kodesh, kochim, trumas, so on, that become tomei, it's not just that it's tomei. It's a pshat that passels the truma, passels the kodesh. To a certain extent, oichel, asheye ochel, if it becomes tomei, it passels the oichel. So it could be that the idea, let's say, that something that's roy to be makabel tuma, if you break it, you're breaking the tuma out of it. It's all gzeis akosuf. But just to define it, you're breaking the tuma, and then what is it? It's a chair, it's a table. Oichel, if it becomes tuma, is oichel nifsal, is oichel tuma. To break it will not bring it back to a state. To make it ois oichel, it's ois oichel. To bring it back to a state where it's oichel, that's not tame, that doesn't happen. The shvira, the shvira process does not play itself out by oichel. And that's why achil doesn't have a tome, doesn't have tire in a mikveh. Can't be renewed by going to a mikveh because it's not something that was mekabel tome. Something that's nifsal. If it's nifsal, it's nifsal. The shvira though doesn't help for it. The mistaber is that there is no maisa shvira on oichel. In which case, the way we explained the Rambam the previous year would seem to ring more true, that there's a difference between what's called the oichel itself, and what's called the oichel when it's oimid lachil, when it's oichel asheye oichel, that's the shir legabe letame acher. We'll add something else to this discussion, is a neid viuda, an interesting discussion, neid viuda in Kama, in Yerideh, Chovov, is medayik adin, where legabe is tumas oichel. What happens if something is totally dried out to the point where it's mamish dried, it's mamish yovesh, it loses its status. Let's say a sheretz, which is dead, it's lying around for a while. If it's nisyabish legamri, it's not matam, it's not a sheretz anymore. The aloch is aloch of shriya bamayim. If you put it into water, and then it regains its vitality, I mean it's dead, but it regains its status as a dovor shalbasa, it's not just a piece of eitz and vavon, and the aloch is its metame. The neidud is medak. The Ram doesn't bring that din by tumas oichel. He brings it by shrotzim. He brings it by dried dam or shechva zera. Also, if it's soaked in water and it gets back its status and not being misyabish, it will be metame, not by oichel. He says why? He says because by oichel it's not enough that it's oichel. It has to be oichel asheye oichel. It already lost that status. Neidud is sasim v'lay pirish. The halmona l'chayre is, like we said, that in oichel, it's not that the oichel is, there's a status, oichel ashe oichel, it's roi l'achila, being becoming tome, is that it's nifsa me'achila. There's a status be'etzem. But let's add a point. The sheret, and the other things we mentioned, dam, ziva, these things itself are tome. They have a koyach to be metame others. Oichel is not a dove tome kishala atzmai. The oichel is something that's mekabel tumah. A sheretz is not mekabel tumah. A sheretz is a source of tumah. This thing, it sounds like it's semantics, that there's different types of tumah. It's mekabel tumah. There's also mekabel tumah. The distinction is something that we find, and the point over here, legabe the yibush, is that when something is tome, is a source of tumah, it's not something else because it was nisyabish. It just lost its ability to transmit that because it was nisyabish. If you put it back into water, it regains its status. Mashaygin, we're talking about something where its whole koyach vis-a-vis tumah is in its giving over to the oichel, being mekabel tumah. If it's nisyabish, it becomes oichel ashei oichel. The musik itself of a source of tumah, as opposed to something which is only mekabel tumah, is a famous discussion Reb Chaim has legabe an interesting stira in halacha. The halacha is halacha lamaisa. You can't make schach from schach. Has to be gedulei karka. Has to be something that grows naturally from the ground. Also, not something that's mekabel tumah. Beggar is mekabel tumah. You can't put curtains on to, even if the curtains are made out of linen, made out of wool, you can't put them on for schach, because even though they can do the kaka, but they're mekabel tumah. And the question is that the Gemara in Sukkah seems to say that anitze pishton, which is unformed, unprocessed, not processed, legamri as a cloth, as something that's roy to sew, but it's mekabel tumah because the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that as a tzaraz begodim, even though it's not fully formed into a beged, it's mekabel tumah. And that shame that it's mekabel tumah, even though it's only mekabel tumah tzaraz, is enough to render it possible schach. Im Kain, Im Chaim says, why is it Mashenken, let's say we're talking about building materials, even if they're part of the house, they're part of the walls, but if it's any royal kabel tumah, because building materials is not, it's not a kli, it's not royal kabel tumah, despite the fact that a bayis is royal kabel tumah, a bayis hamenuga. So what Reb Chaim says is that the halacha over there is something that's royal kabel tumah. A davar choshev is mekabel tumah. He says there's a fundamental distinction, sounds like it's the same halacha, between tzoras begodim and tzoras habayis, the bayis hamenuga. You see, it's that way in Pshut HaShemikra. In the Psukim of Tzoras, Bayis HaMenuga is mentioned, is a separate parasha that's all the way at the end of Parasha Mitzvah. The things that become Tumas Tzoras, person with Begodim, are in Parasha Tazria. Then comes the whole parasha of Tairus HaMitzvah. And then Bayis HaMenuga is a separate parasha at the end of Mitzvah. It's clearly not from the regular Tzoras, like a person gets Tzoras. A bayis hamenuga is not mekabel tuma; it's a source of tuma. Why it's like that, I don't know, but that's what the raya is mevayer for us. The beged at the beginning of Parashas Tazria is a beged that's mekabel tuma. A bayis hamenuga is a source of tuma, like a sheretz is not mekabel tuma from its own death. The sheretz is a source of tuma. The dam that comes out of a tumah's body is a source of tumah. It's not a, not mekabel tumah from the person. It's a source of tumah. Adrav, it's metame the person. So the tzaras is metame the person. He's mekabel tumah. The tzaras is metame the beggar. The tzaras is not metame the bayis. The bayis becomes a bayis hamenuga. So it's not royal lekabel as tumah. Can become tumah. It can turn into a source of tumah. But it's not royal lekabel tumah. So that's some of the issues that face us, Lagabi Tumas Oichlin, deciding where to and how to define the gather of Tumas Oichlin, Lagabi other Tumas, Lagabi Yibush we discussed, Lagabi the Shir, Tumas Oichlin, Lagabi whether there's a Din Shvira in Tumas Oichlin, and Lagabi the different levels of what's called Oichel. That's some of what's unique to Tumas Oichlin in these sugyas.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.